three schools of thought. There are three schools of thought which explain the relation between a human being and God. They are known as Dvaita, dualism, Advaita, monism, and Vishishta Advaita, qualified monism. The school of dualism states that you are separate from God. You are finite. You are a finite being. God is infinite. That you can never become one with God. Madhvacharya is the chief exponent of the dualistic theory. The school of monism lays down the absolute oneness of God, that there can be no division or demarcation in the absolute. The finite has no separate status in the infinite. You cannot be separate from God. You are God. That is the philosophy enunciated by Adi Shankaracharya. The school of qualified monism considers you as an aspect of God. God is whole and you are a part of the whole. You will remain a part and can never merge with God. Ramanujacharya proposed this theory. The three schools seem to be contrasting, contradicting one another. Ironically, all three exponents have derived their philosophy from the same textbooks of Vedanta. Each tried to prove his point using the authority of these ancient texts. There is no use relying on authorities. You must make use of the views of these great masters and arrive at your own conclusion. It is interesting to study Hanuman's view on the relation between a human and God. Hanuman is acclaimed as the greatest devotee, bhakta, of Lord Rama. His life symbolized the ultimate in devotion to God. He gave the impression that the immortal God was far removed from his mortal self, that a human is separate from God. And yet when asked how he was related to God, he answered thus, Deha bhavena dasosmi, jiva bhavena tvadamshaka, atma bhavena tvamevaham. Translation, when I consider my body, I am your servant. When I consider my mind, I am part of you. When I consider myself, you and I are one. Even the proverbial bhakta has declared that he and God are one. On attaining spiritual enlightenment, you become one with the Supreme Reality. You merge with God. Different schools of philosophy, different versions of truth, different knowledges of God, have all turned into stone walls obstructing the vision of the reality. Ironically, they are meant to aid your vision. Hence, you must carefully reflect upon, understand the truths embedded in them, convert the opaque stones into transparent lenses to gain the vision of reality. Attain spiritual enlightenment.